that recorder going?
We need a South African day.
Good morning.
Can barely hear anything.
Good morning, how's it, gentlemen?
He just wants to prove that he's here on time.
It was 8 and it's 7 o'clock in the morning.
You want to take a hand, Rabbi Yadi?
Alrighty, today's daf is daf Yud Dalet, Masechet Yoma. We're up to the Mishnah, so we can start with a rousing
Zukta Harike Mishnah.
Kol Shiv'at Hayamim. We're now past the din of the Hafrasha. We know about everything that has to be done to prepare him, and we're going to go now into the details of what takes place during the course of the 7 days of the Prisha. So all through these 7 days, we take the Kohen Gadol, and we have him do as much of the daily avodot that we can, so that he can get used to being very, very involved in avodah. So it's almost second nature to him on Yom Kippur itself. Who's zoreket adam? We have him do the korban tamid, do the zrikas adam of the tamid, do maktira taktoret. Of course, the ktoret on Yom Kippur is going to be a very special avodah taktoret, as we'll see, but he does the ktoret, the regular ktoret every day, which is done half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Umeitivet haneirot, he also does the hatavat haneirot. We've spoken many times before, there's a big machloket, rishonim, as to whether hatavat neirot includes hadlaka. According to Rambam, the hatava means you fix it up, clean it out, make it all ready, and light. So according to Rambam, there's even a lighting in the morning. According to everybody else, hatava is just setting it up, cleaning it out, putting in a new wick, new oil, and then the lighting is done at the nighttime. So but in any event, it appears here that the hatavat haneirot will come after he does the ktoret, which we're going to discuss in the Gemara. Umakriv et harosh et haregel, he's also going to be taking care of the hakravat evarim of the olat hatamid. Even though it mentions only the Rosh and the Regel, most learn that he does everything, and the Rosh and the Regel are just the most prominent of the first, and meaning, and continues. Vishar kolayamim, normally, during the course of the year, he could do this. I mean, imra tzala hakriv makriv, it's not that he's doing something special, meaning that we're giving him special rights. He always has the rights to be makriv whatever he wishes as a Kohen Gadol during the course of the entire year. Shekohen Gadol makriv chelek barosh. He can choose any korban that he wishes, even though there was a pious and the mishmar claims it as their own rights, but the Kohen Gadol always comes first if he wants. V'notel chelek mirosh, and he can also choose, if you're talking about kosher, it's not true about truma or anything like that, kosher agvul, but in the Beit HaMikdash, he can choose whatever chelek with the korban he wants to eat for himself, he can eat for himself.
He does some of this all week long. He'll be so tired by Yom Kippur.
We're not even going to let him sleep at night on Yom Kippur. So if you think he's tired now, you just wait. we're really going to get him. Well, see, we do all kinds of special takanot because of the fact that he's so tired. Change some of the dinner. Mantana, who is the author of this Mishnah that says that we should go ahead and be mazeh every day? Omer of Chista, well, I'll tell you one thing, sure can't be Rabbi Akiva. Lolik Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva, which is surprising because we know usually that the Maimorim of the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, the Toseftas, etc., all are Libet Kulam, are Libet Rabbi Akiva. But this Mishnah has to be against the sheet of Rabbi Akiva because according to Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva, Omar Tohor Shenaflal of Hazaatim Ato, that being as the Kohen, Gadol is actually Tohor. We're just treating him to this Ma'ala of giving him the hazayab. The problem is, Rabbi Akiva holds that if the water of the Parah Aduma that were mazeh falls on top of someone who didn't need it, and he's tahor, it makes him tamei. So, I mean, how could he do the avoda? We're saying we have him do all these things, this Rika Satan. I mean, he can't do it, according to Rabbi Akiva. So then, hechi avid avoda, how could he do avoda the rest of the day? Where is this sheet of Rabbi Akiva to Tanya? V'hiza ha-tohor al ha-tamei.
Where in the Mishnah was
No. And the Mishnah introduces avoda.
Yeah.
Hazayat says, kol shivas hayamim ha-yumazim alav.
Because,
yeah, but what's, but until now that wouldn't bother us. because it didn't say that he did any avoda. But now the Mishnah claims he does avoda. If he does avoda, it's not going like Rabbi Akiva, because he can't do avoda.
Oh, because after your mazah,
the whole day he's tummy. All day long he's tummy until he does Arif Shemesh. So how can the Mishnah doesn't make any sense?
Was that Rabbanu? Was tummy?
No.
According to the beginning?
No. No, that's the problem. He dashes it from the pasuk. He zaha tahor al hatame, that on a tame the pora causes tahara, but al hatahor tame, if it falls, any of that water or ash falls on a tahor, it makes him tame. So says Rabbi Akiva. The chachamim omrim, that's not what it means when it says al hatame. I mean, obviously the al hatame is unnecessary. We've been talking about a tame. It could have said v'zaha tahor alav. But al hatame comes to me something else. What Allah Tameh means is that the nature of Hazayah is defined specifically through an act of Hazayah upon something which could be Mekabel Tum'ah. But if you use that water for anything else, you took the May Pora and you used it to wash your car, then the entire thing would become Nifsa. You can't do Melacha with the Maypara. So by the same token, if you took a shower with the Maypara, say, let me sprinkle some, it's nice and cool, you would parcel it. What's left over would be parcel of Shirayim. Therefore comes along this pasuk to define the nature of that problem. If you're maza on a tahar, then indeed you ruin it. You have to be maza on a tameh. Meaning, if you use this water, let's say, to be maza on an animal can't be makabel tuma. So you're being mazah on something which cannot be tameh. Then it has it in a melacha and it passes the shirai. That's the point. But it has nothing to do with actually being matami, the person that you're mazah in. That's the rabbonin sheet, not like Rabbi Akiva at all. Mahi, what do I mean? Kitetzan. Well, it's like it's expressed in the din of the Mishnah in Parah, where it says, Nitkaven la'azot ala beima. Say his intent was to sprinkle an animal with the mei parah. And instead, he's al ha'adam. So that's fine. So im yesh be'ezov yishaneh. There's any water left in that ezov, he can use it again for the proper usage. I mean, yishaneh is strange language. It doesn't mean yishaneh on the animal. It means he can use it to be mazah. Nitkaven la'azot al ha'adam. However, the other way around, if the kavana was to be mazah on a human, and instead it accidentally was nizah la be'ima, and even in Yesh Be'ezov, you cannot use that water again. And there's a very, very interesting other lashon which the Tosfos HaRosh apparently had in his girsa. I don't know if you have the Tosfos HaRosh's girsas here in your Gemara, but he goes on to say Zeh HaKlal, Davar HaMekabel Tum'ah. Now the Rabbeinu Chananel continues as follows: Hazato Chuzeret Alav Davar She'no Mekabel Tum'ah. In hazato chuzeret alav, something which is not roy to be mekabel tuma, that hazah can never be used again. Okay, so over here, how do I know that? I know that because it says vizator ala tameh. Instead of saying vizator alav, it says no, a tohor can only be maza on something which is tameh, meaning has the potentiality of tuma. A behema never has a potential even of becoming tameh.
How do they allocate the water? If each town had its own.
Let's stick to our sugya. There were specific places where they kept the Maypora, and then you could take it from there. You could bring it to your town. So, in any event, we got a problem here, right? Once we already introduced Rabbi Akiva, let's just take a look more deeply at his limud, my time into Rabbi Akiva. What's Rabbi Akiva's reasoning? He says, look, the Torah should have written Vizator Alav. I mean, we've been referring to a particular person. We could have used a pronoun. The Tahor should sprinkle on him. Why does it say the Tahor should sprinkle on the one who is Tameh? I mean, when you're reading the Pasuk, it's very awkward. You sense it as awkward. It's not reasonable to repeat Allah Tameh. Therefore, Shema Mina, we see from there, Allah Tameh Tahor Ve Allah Tahor Tameh.
It's another
Indian of Matamatar. Yeah, well, it is the Indian. We'll assume it. Rabbonan, Haile Dvorim, Hamakablim Tumahu. That's only coming to tell me that Hazayah needs to be on something like Bima Kabel Tuma. Aval Hacha, to say your explanation, it's absurd. Isn't it obvious that Im Al HaTameh Tahor, Atal Tahor Lo Koshikev? I mean, if Lamaisa, it's considered to be Metahir, someone who is Tameh, isn't it a little bit absurd to say that it should be Metame, somebody that's Tahor? Where would you get such a crazy idea from? Rabbi Akiva, Ainu Dekomar Shlomo, Amarti Achkama, Viruchu Kamim, and I mean, you're telling me it's a Kal V'chomer. Everybody, every school child knows this. But that's one of the crazy things about the Paraduma, that it contains inherent contradictions, and that's what Shlomo HaMelech was referring to when he said, I thought that I could get wise, but it turns out I'll never figure it out. V'Rabbanan, indeed, how did it, I mean, when the Rabbanan went to Cheder, what did they tell them? No, that there is, of course, an innate contradiction. What is that contradiction? Not what you said. It's ahi lemazeh ulemazina laftahor v'nogeh b'hem tameh. That's a different contradiction. Contradiction is, the one who does the hazayah, of course, the one upon whom the hazayah is done, both of them are tahor. It's the one who touches outside of the context of hazayah that becomes tameh. That doesn't make sense. Wait, you're telling me the mazeh tahor? The guy who does the sprinkling is tahor? It's a shame that the Pasuk disagrees with you. It says, the one who does the sprinkling has to wash himself in the mikveh. No, when it says mazeh, it doesn't really mean the one who sprinkles. It means the one who touches. Really? That's interesting, because haktiv mazeh v'haktiv nogea. I mean, it says both of those languages. It says mazeh menida and nogea. Both of them. Thanks.
Amen.
In the bowl. So in this very same pasuk, it says, "Umazei mehanida yechabes begadav, v'hanogea b'mehanida yitma ad ha'arav." I'd like to see you get out of this one. You're telling me the first one also means nogea. How is that? No. See, the pasuk is being merame something over here. I mean, besides which, it can't be the same thing, can it? Because they're different laws. It says, Beferish of the Pasuk, Mazeh me'anida yechabes begadav. So he requires that his begadim also be put into a mikveh. V'hanogea yitmada arev, he does not require his begadim be put into the mikveh. Only he's tameh, but the begadim are tahar. So trying to tell me the same Pasuk that discusses two cases with different dinim is really talking about the same case. I got to see this one. Go ahead. Explain it. No. Okay. I didn't say it right. When it says mazeh, it's referring to carrying. Okay? So there's two different things. There's touching and there's carrying, but not sprinkling. I mean, look, the Torah's got lots of places where it talks about carrying. It's well aware of the word nosei. Why doesn't it say the word nosei? Nichtav rachmanan nosei. If it means not carrying, say carrying. Mazeh means no say. Why does it say mazeh? My time up. The mazeh. Hakamashlon de be'inon shi'ur haza'ah. You cannot just carry a drop. I'll carry a drop of the Porah Aduma and I'll be tameh. No. The definition of the tuma of no say is that, and it's an odd thing. In other words, you come in contact with the water through hazoya, it's not metame. You come in contact with the water through doing hazoya, not metame. But if you touch the water, it is metame. Or if you carry the water, it's metame. So what does it mean if you carry? So if the guy who has the water on him now walks, so now it's tame? No. Therefore, it says it in the lashon of mazeh to tell me, what do I mean when I say you carry the water? You carry sufficient water to do an act of hazayah, then the carrying will be matami.
This is bottled or just on him?
No, well, it's actually usually straight from the barrel. What do they call it? On tap. You don't want want bottled paraduma. I mean,
so
come on.
This is talking about the water that's directly on.
After all, where was purest said if not on the paraduma, right?
If he was carrying it in a bottle as in to take to a different town?
It would be matami here.
But, and if it was on his goof, as if somebody sprinkled, the guy who got sprinkled it on him.
Mm-hmm. Is it okay if we do the dinim of Paragum and Paragum? Yeah, it's not, it doesn't make sense. So that's only according to the man, the Amar, who holds that there is such a thing as a shiur of hazaya. How about if you don't hold there's such a thing? The man, the Amar hazaya, eino tzarich shiur, mahi glamemar. Hazaya simply means that some particle of spray should get on it. Now, what does it mean to say a shiur? That's a kol shu, by definition. Something touches you. Now, lemaisa, there's an afkamina here about which sheet do you hold on. There is a machloket about whether there is a certain amount of water that has to be niza on you. If you hold there is no particular amount, and any amount at all is matayr, so now what would be the point of writing no say as mazeh if there's no shear of mazeh? The only excuse you gave me for why the Torah changed its language and it wrote it as no say, instead of no say as mazeh, is to tell me that the shear of no say is mazeh. But if you hold like the Man Yomar holds that there is no shear of mazeh, now what's the explanation? Laman Yomar Hazah ein tzricha shear, ma'ikel ameima. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry, but you misunderstand that machlokes. Afil Laman Yomar Hazah ein tzricha shear, hani mile agava de gavra. When we're talking about whether Hazah requires a certain amount, that means does it need to hit the person that's becoming Torah with a particular amount? But in the container in which you dip the givolim of your ezov, the little seed pods, b'mona tzricha shiur, of course you need to have a shiur. Everybody agrees to that. It's a beferish mishnah. D'tznan kama yehe behen v'yehe kidei haza'a. How much is required to be sufficient to do the haza'a? Kidei sheyidbo roshei givolim v'yazeh. Enough that you can dip in the seed pods of the azov, the hyssop, and then you would have enough to sprinkle. So there is a certain amount that needs to be in the container. If it's less than that amount and you carry it, it will not be betime you. How would I know that if you wouldn't tell me the shear? It's a strange shear. Therefore it says over no say in the sense of maseh.
That's according to which the person
was under. Sorry? It's all against Rabbi Akiva. Abaye disagrees with the entire discussion here. Fiutem Rabbi Akiva. And I said, what's the problem? Your problem is how does he do avoda? Do avoda all day long and be maza on him 2 minutes before nightfall. Well, what's the problem, Bichlal? 2 minutes before nightfall, you do the hazaya, he goes to the mikveh, and by the time he gets out of the mikveh, he's already ready for sunset, and he now becomes tahor. And what you make such a big deal about it for him? But where did it say that mazin alav all day long? Mazin alav first thing in the morning. So afilu temer liyakiva the oved avoda kula yoma. He does the avoda all day, as described in the Mishnah. Ula panya as the sun sets towards the evening. Madu ale we do the azaya. He immediately does the tefila, and at that second avida of shemesh. So he's got all day long to do the avoda. And then you say, Maktira Taktoret, things that the Kohen does include, he does the Ktoret, and he takes care of the Neirot. Boy, it looks like an innocent statement, but it's not innocent. Because what you just slipped by us over here is that the Ktoret comes before the Neirot. Thought you'd get away with it, huh? Alma Ktoret Beresha Vahadar Neirot. The problem is, Raminu, we know that there is a series of three Mishnayot in Masechet Tamid, which begins, tells us the Payasot. The Payasot, where they used to do choose-ups, which we'll see later on in our Masechta, in order to equitably give out the various Avodot between the many Kohanim that were going to be doing the Avodah on that day. And over there, one of the Payas, we do 13 separate things come out of that pious. So as we start with the guy that the Goral landed on, and then we keep moving. Now the order in which it says over there is Misha Zachabat Yishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, then goes on, Mishnah is later. It doesn't really say it the way it says it over here. We're sort of compressing it. That Misha Zachabim Menorah, Misha Zachar, the Ketoret, who? So apparently the menorah comes before the Ketoret, because we give out the Avodot and the pious in the order in which they're done. I'd explain that. Amar Vuna, I don't explain it. There's a Machloket Tanaim. We know that the author of Masechet Tamid was Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzpehu, and therefore he may have idiosyncratic limudim. I mean, that's his particular way of understanding the series of the Aveda. In Yoma, we're not following him, so we take the normative approach. Wait a minute here. Talmud is written by Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh. If anything, the opposite. Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh is the one who argues on Talmud. We know in the Mishnah, makes big deal of Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh disagreeing with the Stam Mishnah in Talmud. Because over there it says, that's not. Bolo lekeren mizrachi tzvonit v'notein mizracha tzafona. Ma'aravi dromit notein ma'arava droma. We know that the dam of the Ola has to reach all four sides, because it says Saviv. However, we also, as we'll see, we also know that only two acts of sprinkling the dam were actually throwing the dam from a cup, Zrika, were applied to the Talmid. So how does that work? Actually, what we did was a diagonal splash. So we went to the corner, and then the blood reached two sides of his bayah, walked to the diagonal opposite corner, and then splashed again, which would mean that all four sides of the Mizbeach were covered by two splashes.
So there'd be two cups?
No, the same cup.
So you half off.
Mm-hmm. Now we start, and we'll see later on why we do it particularly with these corners, but we start with the northeast corner. And at that point it gives one splash which hits the north and the east. And then he comes to the southwest corner, and it does the same thing. And Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh specifically disagrees with that Mishnah. V'tani Allah, on that Mishnah, we have a braita that says Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh Mishane B'tamid. True, he says, that's usually what we do when it comes to the Karban Ayla. But when it comes to the Olat HaTamid, I learn out from a pasuk that we do it differently. Indeed, you come to the northeast corner, and it's true, you do a north and east splash. You come to the, however, southwest corner, you give two separate splashes. Notein ma'arava, first you splash it on the western side, and then you continue moving around the Mizbeach, this is the coin moving around towards his right, so he'll get to the west first, because you get on towards the south. He'll get to the west, and then he'll come back around to the south. So he does one splash on the west side, which is between the Mizbeach and the Heichal, and then he comes around to the south side, which is where the Kevesh was, where he came up. Now he's on the other side, and he'll put the dam there. So how can you try to tell me that Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh is the author of the Mishnah? Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh is the one who disagrees with the Mishnah. Okay,
he's
fine.
There
three, exactly. Okay, sorry, so we got it wrong. We meant Mantan de Seder Yuma, Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh. Now, Tosis explains that Rav Huna had a Kabbalah that Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh and the Rabbonan argue in the Seder HaAvodah HaTamid. He thought that meant that Tamid, which was the shorter Masech, that was Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh. So we showed him that that's not the case, that actually Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh is the Bar Plukta of the Rabbanan, who are the authors of the Seder of Tamid. So, okay, so Rav Huna said, fine. I mean, so if that's the case, then that means that the Seder of Tamid, as written in the Mishnah of Tamid from which you asked, is indeed not Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh. Fine. So then Yuma, which says Ktores first and then Meiros, is Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh. I don't care how you work it out. I mean, but the fact is, I do know that there is a serious machlokas between Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh and the Rabbanan when it comes to the Seder Avoda. If you're telling me that Tamid is the Rabbanan, so then fine. Then Yuma reflects the Shita of Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh. Says the Gemara, well, it's not going to help you very much. Because if you want to do that, then I'll simply turn to Masechet Yoma, and I'll show you that there's a contradiction in Yoma itself. Okay? Rumi Seder Yoma, Seder Yoma. Because later on it doesn't say the way our Mishnah does, first Makter Taktoret and then Meitiv Taneirot. Later on, it goes also here in Yoma. Forget about Tami. You're right. Let's look at Yoma. Here in Yoma, it goes to the Seder of the Pious. And it says like this. Pious Hasheni, Mi Shochet, Mi Zorek, Mi Medashen Mizbeach HaPnimi. Now get this over here. First, before we continue, let's just get the words straight. Shchita the Zrika of the Tamid. Disha Mizbeach HaPnimi was the cleaning off of the Mizbeach HaZahav to prepare it for the Ketoret. It was made entirely out of gold, still out of the ash from last night's Ketoret. We cleaned that off before doing the Ketoret. And then the next person was the one who was Medashen et HaMenorah. The next person was the one who got to take Kohen, who got to take the Evarim and bring them up on the Kevesh that leads up to Mizbeach. Anyway, the third pious was Shlishi, was Chadashim Lektoret. All the other piousot didn't matter, even if you were Zoche once, you could come ahead and you could be Zoche again. But the Ktoret was closed to anyone who already had been Zoche to the Ktoret, ever, in his life. You could be Zoche to the Ktoret once. We don't allow you to participate in a pious twice. The reason was because the Ktoret was a segula to get rich. Because it says, Borech Hashem Chelo, after it says, Yasima Ktorah Ba'apecha. It says, Borech Hashem Chelo, you get rich. Therefore, as you can imagine, it was quite a crush. There was one avoda for some reason. Everybody had a lot of...
Mifala pious.
Yeah, that's right. This is it. That's right. So a pious to get rich, which is what we have over here, the Mifala pious, we don't let you get twice, chance twice. If you already got your opportunity, give the next guy a chance. Okay, but now look at the order. Every day. And then it says Ktoret. So which one comes first? Ktoret and Menorah. Maktirat Ktoret. So we say Bove Fisu. And there we had before. Mimidashenet Menorah. Okay, Chadashim Lektoret Bova Fisu. So how exactly? What exactly are we mafsig it? Are we mafsik I'm sorry, I forgot to explain that. Take for granted. When we talk about hatava, we have to know that the hatava, as we'll see later on, is not done all at one time. And that we learn out from a pasuk. So that means that we do most of it. We finish up five of the neirot, break, and the question is, what do we break with? And that's what we're going to actually find to be the machloket. And then we continue with the hatava of another two neirot. Now, basically, once that's the case, we don't really have much of a problem, obviously, because then we could simply say one Mishnah is talking about the Chamesh Neirot, one is talking about the Shtei Neirot, and that's exactly what we're going to do. So now we got to the point where we're ready to do, but we see Hatavat Neirot, comes along Hatavat Neirot, and then the Ktoret. That's what it says over here. Our Mishnah says Ktoret, and then they wrote, forget about Tamid. How are you going to explain Yoma? Answer is Abaye, it's really not much of a problem. Lokashim. Kan bat avat shtei neirot, and kan bat avat chamesh neirot. What we do is basically we use the Ktoret as the division between the two steps of the Haktarat HaNeirot. So we have the five neirot, they come first before the Ktoret. So wherever you will find the Neirot, and then Ketoret, that's what it's referring to, the five, and then the Ketoret. Then we do the remaining two Neirot. So wherever it says, as it does in our Mishnah, Ketoret and then Neirot, it's referring to the Ketoret, and then the two remaining Neirot. So there's no problem. So Kan bat avat shtei Neirot, Kan bat avat chamesh Neirot. Wait, are you trying to tell me, Lameimah to be Ketoret mafsik? In other words, the Avodah that is used to separate the Hatava into two parts is the Ktoret. That's what you're saying. I mean, that's all very nice, except that Abaye himself, as we read every day, Abaye was Mesader, the Marocha Mishmei de Gemara. All of those of you who come early enough to davening to say the Seder HaMa'aracha every day, know that Abaye himself says that the Ktoret was, the Hatava was separated with the Dam HaTamim. So you do Hatavat Chamesh Nerot, then you zerg the Dam HaTamim, then you do the Hatavat Shtei Nerot. Who? So how could Abaye contradict himself and say that, no, actually we do the Ktoret in the middle? Right, so you certainly need to have an hafsaka. You can't say that the ktoret nonetheless was also, because the ktoret, you can't bring the ktoret until after you do the dam hatamid. So that means if your dam hatamid comes in between, and the ktoret is not the thing that you use to go between. So how do you explain the contradiction in Abaye? I mean, fine, we explain the contradiction in the Mishnah. Lo kasha, hila ba shaul, hala rabbanan. Remember that Abaye was misader. The Ma'aracha was Aliba da Abba Shaul, remember? But according to the Rabbanan, it's different. I'm not making this up. It's a well-known machlokas. Titania, lo yetiv et anirot v'acharkach yaktir, ela yaktir v'acharkach yetiv. You have to do the haktara and then the hatavat anirot. Whereas Abba Shaul omer, no, metiv v'acharkach maktir. You finish doing the hatavat, then you do the haktara. So Abaye was Mesader, the Ma'aracha, Liba D'Abba Shaul, has indeed Hatavat Chamesh, Dam HaTamid, Hatavat Shtayim, Haktara. But Aliba D'Rabbanan, who hold that you would do, as we'll see in a moment, they learned it from the Pasuk, that you would do the Haktoreth in between the Avoda of the Hatavat HaNeirot, so then the Seder is absolutely correct, the way he did it over here. Dam HaTamid, Hatavat Chamesh Nerot, Kitoret, Hatavat Shtei Nerot. And that's how it's reflected here in Seder Yuma, where he was going Aliba D'Chachom, not Aliba D'Abba Shaul. My time at Abba Shaul, where does Abba Shaul get the idea that the Hatavah has to be done first before the Haktara completely? Dichtiv, Baboker, Baboker, Behetivo et HaNerot, Yaktirenon. How do you read that? Baboker, Baboker, when he is done with the Hatavat HaNirot, Yaktirena, he should then bring the Ketoret. Rabbanan say, no. Behetivo et HaNirot means while he is in the process of Hatavat HaNirot. What if that's what Bereshit means? So Be means while you are in the process of. If that's the case, it means you should split it, essentially. Do the Hatavat HaNirot as a process which contains within it the Haktara. So you have the five and the two. Why we do it that way, we'll see later on. So therefore, Be'idan Hatava, as you are doing the Hatava, Tehei Maktir Ktoret. And it's got to mean that. I'll prove it means that. Dilote Ma'achi, if you want to take it literally, and you're going to say that when we find the words Behetivo, subsequently Yaktirena. It means literally first Hatava and then Yaktirena. How do you understand the Neirot in the evening? Because there it says, "Ubahalot Aharon et haNeirot bein haArba'im Yaktirena." According to you, "Ubahalot haNeirot" is A, "Yaktirena" is B. So you would say, by the same token, that we would first do the lighting of the menorah and then do the Ktoret. That's what you would say. But that's impossible. So Jehochi Nami de Bereshim Adlik Neirot, would you try to say over there too? That first you do the Adlakata Neirot, Vohader Maktir Ktoret Shobena Arbaim, and then you would go ahead and you would write, you would bring the Ktoret of the evening? Don't try to tell me yes, that's what I would say. Vachite Mahochi Nami, try to tell me, yeah, okay, why not? No way. V'yotanya, when it says Yaroch Oto Aharon Avanav Mi'aravad Boker, Oto Mi'aravad Boker, there's two different diyukim from here. First of all, when it says Mi'aravad Boker, what does that mean? That Aaron sits there holding a candle to the menorah all night long. It means Tein La Midata Shetedoleket Voleket Kol Alayla Mi'aravad Boker. First of all, it means when you light it so that there's sufficient oil to last until the morning. That's number one. But there's also another diak, which is Yaroch oto Aharon Me'erevat Boker. Dover Acher Me'erevat Boker, only oto. Ein lecha avodah shekshera Me'erevat Boker. No other avodah is kosher during that period of Erevat Boker while the Neirot are lighting, are burning. Ela zo bilvad. The only thing you can do. In other words, you cannot do the Torah after you lit the Neirot. So don't try, it's the last thing you do. So don't tell me that when it says Yaktirena, after it says Yaroch oto Aharon, that it means afterwards you do the Ktoret. Even you have to admit that. So then in the same thing is true in the morning. When it says Behetivo Yaktirena, it means also not after you finish the Hatava, but during the Hatava Yaktirena. Now, how's he going to answer that? So you have to admit that we're right. Elamaiko Marachmana. What does the Torah mean there in the evening? That be'idan hadlaka, at the time of the hadlakat anirot, that's the time to do the Haktorah. Fine. So hachinami be'idan hatava means same thing. At the time that you're doing hatavat anirot, tehimakti haktoret. That's all it means. Says Abba Shoal, well, you're right, I do agree with you in the evening. But that's special. Shaini Atam Dichtiv Oto. I mean, the whole diuk over there is from the word Yaroch Oto Aharon Vanav Me'erevat Boker. Doesn't say that in the morning. So where the Torah specifically excludes doing anything after the Ha'alat HaNeirot, and then the Haktarah would have to mean the way you say, I accept it. It doesn't have to mean that. I take it on a very simple level. It says Baboker, Baboker, Heitivot HaNeirot, and then it says Yaktirana. I'm a simple guy. So I do the first of completion of the Hatava, and then Yaktirana. So now we don't have a problem anymore, Lamaisa. There's a Machlokas, Abba Shoal and the Rabbanan, whether the Ktoret was done in between the two Hatavot. Abaya was referring in the Seder HaMa'arocha, the Seder HaAveda every day, Alibad Abba Shoal, and therefore, he said over there the Dama Tomid, because what comes between the two Hatavot. Hatavat Chamesh Neirot and Hatavat Shtei Neirot, and only afterwards do we do the Haktarah. That's Abba Shoal Shita. But when Abaya was explaining the Mishnah here to us, and he's saying, in our Mishnah it says, Maktirat Haktarah to Meitivat HaNeirot, that's talking about according to Rabbanan. And indeed it's true. After you did the Hatavat the five Neirot, you do the Ktoret, and then you do the Hatavah the Shtedirot. Mashenke in the Mishnah describes the pious and talks about first the menorah and then the Ktoret. It's also true. First the menorah, Ba'atavat Chamesh Nerot, and then the Ktoret, albeit not Alibad Abba Shoal, but Alibad Rabbanan, first Hatavat Shtedirot, and then the Ktoret in between, and then comes the Hatavat Shtedirot. Gemara just means that he got this from all of the Bnei Yeshivas, Rashi explains. Everybody was becoming. Yeah. Correct. Correct. Everybody repeated it according to that sheet. Kol shivata yamim uzorekat adam ha-maktir taktor dimeti v'nanirot ha-makriv et ha-rosh v'et ha-regel v'sharka v'yomim imratza lakim makriv shekohen gadol makriv chelek b'rosh v'notel chelek b'rosh. Mantana, that you do avoda, on Rav Chisda d'olok Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, you can't do avoda, because on ha-tor shenafla alav azah timato hechi ovid avoda. The Tanya v'izah ator ha-tamei ala tamei tohor v'ala tor ha-tamei divi Rabbi Akiva. V'kachamim omrim, that's not the meaning of the pasuk. It's ena dvarim alolo amurim. But if you're zemaza on something that's not mekabel tuma, so then it's considered to be a malacha, not azoya. Mahi, kid, it's not. Nitkavin lazot alabim avizal adam im yesh bezov yishaneh. Nitkavin lazot aladam vizal abim am yesh bezov lo yishaneh. My time of the Rabbi Akiva. Look, the Torah could have said, he's a Torah alav. What's this alatameh? Shma mino alatameh tohor alatameh. Rabbanan. But your argument is absurd. It's a Kalvah Chomer. Says Rabbi Akiva, you're asking absurdity about the Parah Aduma. Whereas in Nogea, Mazez Tahor. The Pasuk says not like you. Mazeh me'ani da'yech ha'beis bin gadav. That doesn't mean mazeh, that means no geya. Aktiv mazeh v'aktiv no geya. Not only that, they don't even have the same dinim. Mazeh boy kibbutz begodim, no geya lo boy kibbutz begodim. Okay, my mazeh no say, and that's more chomer, and requires indeed the begodim to also be tahor. So v'nichtov rachmanu no say. My time aktiv mazeh. No, that's how kamash one to be in a shir azah. And what if you hold like the man the armor holds? There's no such thing. Any chalaman the mazah tzricha shiur, the man the armor hazah in tzricha shiur. My kalamima, if you do the man the armor hazah in tzricha shiur, hanimile agava the gavra. Everybody's motive that b'mona tzricha shiur, that non kama yehei behen vihei kidei azaya, kidei sheyitkor or sheagiv olin viyazeh. Abaya says, well, what's the problem with Rabbi Akiva? If you're with Rabbi Akiva, why can't he do Avila Voda Kula Yuma? Ulpanyo Mado Alain, he goes right into the mikveh, and then Ovid Harav Shemesh, the whole process takes 5 minutes. Meanwhile, he has the whole day to go ahead and do the Avida. Umaktir taktor to meitivita neirot. I gotcha. Al maktor bereshiv hada neirot. Vrayimino misha zacha b'dishum nizbeach apidimim, misha zacha b'menorah. Misha Zachabik Toret, in that order, Menorah Toret, Omravuna, Mantana Tamid, Rabbi Shibinisha Mitzperu. We're talking according to the Rabbanan, said Yoma. Really now, Ipcha Shamina late, it's not. Bala the Karen, Mizrachi Tzfon, Idnote Mizrachi Tzfon, Mizrachi Tzfon. Maravi Droma, Idnote Marava Droma. Vetani Allah, Rabbi Shibinisha Mitzper, Mishane Betamid, that there Mizrachi Tzfon, indeed, Note Mizrachi Tzfon, but Maravi Droma, it's separated. First, noten ma'arava, v'achar kach, noten droma, so that there's three acts of the hazoya. Elom Reb Yochanan, Zrika. Elom Reb Yochanan, man tana seder yuma, I meant, not tamid, Rabbi Shimon isha mitzpehu. Alright, so Rami seder yuma then. That's none. Pais hasheni, mishochet, mizorek, mimedashen mizbeach apnimi, mimedashen et hamenorah, menorah, menorah, you got that? So what comes first? Menorah comes first. In an Aron Mishnah it says Ktoret comes first. So go explain that. Om Rabbi Elo Kasha. Kan bat avat shtei nerot. Kan bat avat chamesh nerot. What? You're telling me Abaya holds that the Ktoret comes between the Hatavot? The Ktoret mafsik lo. Abaya was the one who was Mesadar Ma'arok and Mishmeda Gemara. And he uses the Dhamma Tomit to be mafsik between Hatavat Chamesh Nerot and Hatavat Shtei Nerot. No, Kasha, that's according to Abba Shoal. Aliba to Abba Shoal, the Ketoret is done after the entire Hatava. And so we split the two Hatavot, we split them with the Dhamma Tomit. And this is going according to Rabbona, to Tanya. Lo yetiv et anirot ve'acharkach yaktir. Elo yaktir ve'acharkach yetiv, say the Rabbona. Whereas Abba Sholem, no. You finish doing the Atava, then you do the Ktoret. My time at Abba Sholem says, fresh of the Pasuk, Baboke, Baboke, Be'etivot, and they wrote, and then it says, Yakti Rena, Rabbonan, no, Maikom Rachmana, it means, Be'idan da Atava, te mark the Ktoret, Ilote Ma'achi, how are you going to understand Ben Arbaim? Ben Arbaim, it says, Ube'ha'alot, Aaron, and they wrote, Ben Arbaim, Yakti Rena. So what are you going to say? That Bereisha Madlik Nerot, and only then Maktir, the Ktoret Shabin Arbaim. V'chite Mochinami, it can't mean that. Vatanya, Me'erev Adboker means, on the one hand, Tein Lamidatasha, Tei Doleket V'olechet Kol HaLaila, and the fact that it says, Yaroch Oto Aron Me'erev Adboker, tells me, Dover Acher, Me'erev Adboker, Ein Lecha Avodah Shekshera Me'erev Adboker, Ela Zobil Vat. Therefore, you're forced to say as we do, Elamaikom Rachmana, Be'idan Hadlakah, Te'mak Tektoret. Fine. That's what it means in the morning. Hachanami. Be'idan Hatavat, Te'mak Tektoret. Vabashol, Amalacha. Look, I agree with you in the nighttime. But Shine Hatam Dikhtiv Oto, but in the morning, why can't it mean exactly what it says?